This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. If you've lived it, you already know it. You're a veteran trying to readjust to civilian life. It can be tricky, even harder for more than 800,000 veterans who want to enroll in college after leaving the military. Just imagine juggling classes, homework, on top of learning a whole new daily routine. Well, Texas A&M in San Antonio is trying to ease the transition somewhat. They've recently become first university in the country to require all faculty and staff to take a military cultural competency course. Psychology professor Casey Kalmbach spearheaded this at the school. Welcome.
Thank you.
Why make this training program mandatory? What need were you observing?
Well, David, our campus at Texas A&M San Antonio, nearly one in five students is military connected. And that means about 15% are active duty veterans, another 3% are dependents. So we decided to make ourselves military embracing. We have not only a sizable population, but we wanted to ensure that those military students who enrolled at Texas A&M San Antonio were successful.
But I want to be clear about this, because those numbers are all very impressive, and clearly there are a lot of members of the military and military families involved. But what does military cultural competency mean?
Well, during World War II, about 9 or 10% of the American public served. Post 9/11, less than half of 1% of the American public have served in the military. So fewer and fewer people have any actual contact with military members. This has led to something that's being called the military-civilian divide. And we think that divide might be even greater on campuses.
How so? I mean, what is this divide? Describe it for us.
Well, the military is its own culture. You've got a specific worldview. You've got values, customs, language. These things translate into a very unique environment. And for many of our students who may have entered when they were 18 years old, this is the only world they know. So in the military, for example, it tends to be much more of an authoritarian style, much more emphasis on the group as opposed to the individual. Mm-hmm. And of course, then they enter higher ed, and the focus here is, on sort of expressing yourself and critical thinking, and it's much more of an egalitarian style. There's no clear chain of command. And so many military students report feeling like they're alienated on campuses. Not only do they feel the other students don't understand them, they may worry that faculty and staff also don't appreciate where they're coming from.
So if you're a member of faculty or staff and you're trying to incorporate some of these ideas, how might you approach a person who has this military cultural experience differently as a practical matter?
Right. Just some quick specs. So, roughly 4 to 5% of undergraduate students nationwide are military students. We expect that number to grow pretty dramatically. It doubled between 2009 and 2013. So we're expecting to see these numbers increasing. How are they different? They tend to be a little bit older at entry. Our vets tend to be between 25 and 35 years old. Roughly half are married. About half have kids. Most of them are working. This is part of the training. We wanted faculty and staff to understand that while we acknowledge some of these challenges they may face, they are also more likely than the average student to have, for example, leadership training and skills. They probably have demonstrated the ability to persevere. They may be a little more culturally savvy, actually, so they may have lived abroad in other countries.
Professor, forgive me for interrupting you, because I'm looking at the clock here, but I'm also thinking something. Right now, it seems like campuses all across the country are trying to, create space. Sometimes they even talk about safe spaces for people of different backgrounds to coexist on a campus. I'm sort of wondering, how does what you're doing here fit into this sort of larger trend that we're seeing all across the U.S.?
I deliberately did not want to create a training that would be viewed as quote-unquote sensitivity training a la the 80s, because it's not really about that. And two, military students would hate that. The last thing they want to hear is that they need to be handled. The really important thing is to actually help these students learn how to integrate back into society. They've got another 40, 60 years ahead of them. And that transition out of one culture and back into civilian culture is critical. Our goal is to ensure that military students, when they step on campus here, feel like they're a part of it, like they belong, like their experiences are understood. And that way, we're going to be able to retain them, hang on to them, and hopefully graduate them.
Casey Kalmbach is a psychology professor at Texas A&M San Antonio, and she led the creation of the Military Cultural Competency Training Program. Professor Kalmbach, thanks so much for speaking with The Standard.
Thank you.